This is U105. Tell me this, are you tidy or are you untidy? Apparently there's a woman up in Oma who has embraced this particular technique from the Japanese, the KonMari technique, whereby she will ensure that you never have to tidy again because you will be able to be in such control of everything that's happening in your home. She works part-time, I believe, as a health visitor, but she bought the Marie Kondo best-selling book called The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up. She sounds like a dream to live with, and her name is Sharon McNulty. Sharon, good morning.
Oh, Frank, thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction now.
I must say, Sharon, I'm married to a woman who is exceptionally tidy, and it's a blessing, yes, because I am not. And I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I can keep things well-ordered, but I like to keep, yes, everything. Now, it's not in a heap. Nothing's in a heap. But I could go right back and show you, you know, my 28-year-old daughter's first toy. I have everything.
Yeah.
My wife allows me to sort of organize myself in one room and out in the garage, but the rest of the house is hers. Mm-hmm. And she's minimalist. So there's a bit of friction there from time to time. You're the sort of woman maybe that's closer to her than you are to me. Or am I thinking of the wrong sort of person?
Well, no, you're right. However, what I would say, Frank, is if you love everything you have, you keep it. Simple. So KonMari isn't about minimalism. It's only holding on to those items that you absolutely love. And possibly her first tooth or first picture or whatever is that item. So it's not, I wouldn't be going into anybody's home saying, discard this. So this would be your journey. And if you love everything in your garage, you would keep it.
I'm now cocking an ear here. So how do I keep it as tidy as I'd like to keep it? It's not in a heap. It is well organized and I can find the stuff, mm-hmm, but there's a lot of it. And I sometimes think, you know, I don't particularly need those leftover pieces of wood from the renovation 12 years ago.
That sounds so familiar. It truly does. That's the reason we can't maintain tidiness is we have too much stuff. And in fact, we don't really know the extent of how much we have. Because we spread storage of a particular item, we'll find you don't realise that you have enough wood probably to light a bonfire for the next 6 years. Or you have shoes there that you haven't worn in 20 years. You don't even know you have them. Mm. And because you have storage all over the place, that's why it's hard to keep tidy.
Mm. See, so you've touched on another thing there. I want you to just describe this, uh-huh, to me. I want you to get an, yes, understanding of me, because I think I represent a lot of people here. You mentioned, yes, shoes. Mm-hmm. I have, yes, the best of good rough shoes that I wore to work for maybe 2 or 3 years, and they're well worn down, and they're, mm-hmm, chunky shoes, and they always strike me as being useful in the garden, and I have about, mm-hmm, I have about 8 different pairs of them on a shelf in the garage that I have never worn from I put them there, but they would be good. They would be good if I did wear them, yeah, in the garden. How do I get over that? How do I take those shoes and dispose of them when I know that they actually fit me and outdoors they'd be all, mm-hmm, right on a damp day, but I never, yes, ever wear them?
And you paid good money for them. Yeah, they're your just-in-case. Mm. That's your just-in-case shoes. In case the other 7 pairs somehow disappear. What we find is if you hold on to just-in-case shoes, you'll hold on to 8, 9, 10 pairs and you'll never really get to the bottom of how much you have. With KonMari, so it's quite a structured concept. You will organise your home in a particular way. So normally you would tidy by the garage and your wife would tidy room by room, or you would tidy room by room. With KonMari, you'll only ever have to tidy once in your entire lifetime. You will never have to repeat this. So you're going to tidy by category and not location. So whenever you're tidying room by room, you don't really understand how many items of the same thing that you have. But whenever you're tidying by category, you will then see the amount of shoes that you have. So if you're going through your shoes and you're initially holding on to the ones that you absolutely love, you'll then realise you don't need the other 8 pairs. And you could actually wear a pair that you love in the garden rather than something that's been dusty in the garage for how many years. Mm. So it's a great concept.
Mm. See, this is I agree with you on that, and yet and all, I want to wear.
I know.
Those, I don't want to wear them at all. I just want to look at them, and that's a bad concept.
That's your showcase trophy.
Yeah, yeah. So how do I move from, say, I've at least 6 pairs I never wear again, mm-hmm. but they're sitting there.
Yeah.
Do I, and they wouldn't be good enough to give to a needy person. So what mm-hmm. do I do? Do I literally mm-hmm. put them in the skip?
So what you're actually doing is you're changing your concept of your, you're appreciating what you already have. So you're changing the concept of items you own. You're finding out which items you love. So you're holding on to them, and then you will discard with gratitude the items you're not going to keep. So all those shoes that you know you will never keep, you're going to let them go. It depends on the client. Some clients want to sell items that they know are quite good. Others just give them to charity and they can get the money for them, either by reselling them on or giving them to people, you know. And that's actually what I struggled with initially whenever I was doing my own tidying journey. The waste. I had spent really good money. I worked hard for my money and I spent good money on all the items in my home. And then to have to let them go, I thought that's such a waste. But once you go through the KonMari method, Frank, you'll realise the waste is in actually having the 7 pairs of shoes up. Or the waste is in having all those items under your bed or in the linen cupboard that you don't even know is there.
Mm.
You know, we want to use our items. We want to use the items that we love. And it's just such a shame for them to be in the back of a cupboard or in the linen cupboard or wherever. And we haven't seen them for years. There's a layer of dust in them. So I would say bring the items that you love, bring them to the forefront and use them. Look at them and appreciate them. So, and you will automatically get rid of your shoes. Once you see all the beautiful things you have, you'll automatically let them go, and it won't be hardship for you at that stage.
And what about wires, electrical wires and pieces of equipment that, you know, I'm never mm-hmm. going to use again, but it's still intact and just something about it. Mm-hmm. I look at those shops. There's a shop in the city centre. You can bring your electrical equipment in and they'll give you probably next to nothing for it, but at least you get something for it. But it'll be very hard to hawk it up High Street. So I look at that in the garage and say, you know, okay, that's completely out of date, but it still works. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to show it maybe to the grandchildren, or should I? And then I think, give it to a good cause. And I think, nobody. I just like looking at it.
You struggle with it.
Yeah. So convince me to this weekend take mm-hmm. some of this to either a recycling centre, mm-hmm. a charity shop, or put it on eBay. Tell me I can do it.
Oh, you absolutely can do it. And in fact, whenever you're doing it by category, so a lot of clients that I would go into, they might even have the charger for the first Nokia phone that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't have the phone, but they still have the charger. But because they don't know what it's for, they hold on to it. So, and inevitably, these cords are all going to be in a drawer or a cupboard somewhere, and they don't even go near them because they don't know how to even begin to fathom out what they belong to. So if you're doing all your technology together, it's so freeing. This is really freeing. You will put every item that you own, that's portable, of course, out on a surface. And beside that, you'll gather up every lead that belongs to that, every fuse that might belong to that. You'll make sure that everything you own has a lead, and anything else, because you'll have gone through your entire house, anything else can then be let go of. And as you say, you could give it to a charity. You could give it to somebody that needs it, rather than it being in a drawer in your home that you'll never look into. So while you don't need it, there's somebody out there that will need it. And I think that's the beauty of it. You're sending that off to somebody who that will spark joy for. It may not for you, but it will for them.
Gosh, my wife will love you. She will.
Are you tempted?
Sharon, you're the first woman who's tempted me in a long time. I am.
That is great. You'll be going through all your wires now this weekend.
Yeah, but you do this as a profession, don't you? You know, people can pay good money to get you to come to give this advice face to face.
Oh yes, I fell into this actually. I did not set out to do this as a profession. I'm a health visitor by trade. And happened, and I was a busy mum of three. I was spinning plates, Frank. I was trying so hard to keep on top of everything and not quite getting there. So on the surface, my house would have been quite tidy, but had you looked into my cupboard, you'd have thought, okay. Uh-huh. So then I read Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and that transformed my life. And I know that sounds cheesy, but that truly made such an impact on my life. So I went ahead and I did my own tidying journey and loved it so much. I was almost evangelical about this. So my friend said, right, okay, if it's that good, do it. So I actually did two of my friends' homes and realized they had the same impact that I had. And I knew then there's something to this. So whenever I heard there was a consultant's course in London, I went. I loved it. So now I'm qualified. Now you have to go through reports and practice tidying, interviews, exams to get to where I am now. But I'm now qualified and my business is just, I cannot begin to tell you. Once people realise that the service is here, and they realise they need the service, my business has just taken off. It's lovely to see.
So
great
to see the... Yeah, uh-huh. Tell me this. When you come in, if you came to my house, mm-hmm. would you be the one sort of doing the donkey work? Would you be moving all my wires to one place, getting all my shoes into one area, mm-hmm. taking all the T-shirts from the back of the cupboard and putting, 40 T-shirts in a row and getting me to choose the 10 ones that I really love?
Mm-hmm.
You would be mm-hmm. hands-on.
Yes, what I do initially is whenever a client contacts me, I do a video call with them so that I can see exactly what the challenges are. And at that video call, and that's a free call, I then talk over what their challenges are, what they hope to achieve, and find out really, are we a good fit for each other? If we are, we go ahead and I then come to their home. And yes, I do. I help them put all together. But the real work is done by the client in that they are the one that chooses what they love and what they're happy to let go of. So I'm there almost as an accountability coach, if you like. Whereas normally you would stop halfway through something and feel overwhelmed. It's a wee bit like having a personal trainer if you're out exercising. You can do it on your own, surely. But having somebody there that'll just encourage you on will get you to the end. So that, I suppose that's where I come in.
Well,
it's good to have somebody that will help them with it, you know.
Yeah, fair play. Sharon, I know this does cost money, but that's between you and the client who may wish to employ you. I think if people go to www.serenitysparksjoy.co.uk, mm-hmm. they'll find out more about
that's
you. Is
right.
that right? Okay. Okay.
That's
Listen,
right. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as Serenity Sparks Joy. So they can go on and have a wee look and just see, is KonMari the right thing for their life? But I can tell you, it definitely is.
Okay. You sell it well. It will. Obviously, it's a service, so all the prices and all of that will be on there. But www.serenitysparksjoy.co.uk. If you look Serenity Sparks Joy, you'll find out more about Sharon and you can make up your own mind. And if you do happen to employ her and she turns your house around and you feel inspired, come back to me and let me know how it's worked for you. Sharon, thank you very, very much indeed. Really interesting. And as I say, it's something that I'm genuinely interested in, trying to get rid of those shoes.